All right, real quick, just to update, we voted for captains once we reached the 53 final on offense this year. Voted on by their teammates, Mike Glennon and Josh Sitton. On defense, Jarrell Freeman and Quentin Demps. And on special teams, Sherrick McManus. And we do name a game captain week to week. That's typically based on performance. Open it up for questions.
Show you guys to make you feel comfortable about taking him off the pup
over the weekend? Well, I'd say he's probably, in the words of our, our orthopedic, our trainer, and our strength and conditioning coach, Jason George, probably in the best shape he's ever been in. So we felt very confident, and just watching him move around today, felt good about that.
Show up in the best shape he's ever been in. What do you see that leads you to believe
that? Well, these guys do a lot of conditioning, a lot of field work, whether it's indoors or outdoors, that, is being evaluated. There's a protocol when guys come back off of injury, and it's basically a system where they transfer from the medical people to the conditioning people. So, he's probably the lowest weight. He's the most physically strong, really, he's been since our people have seen him. Well, we're evaluating that. We'll keep everybody posted on that. Right now, we're hopeful about everybody. We feel good about our football team, both who we selected, who we picked on the 53, the different reasons how they got there. And we feel good about having them available this Sunday.
Is Sunday still a reasonable target for Kyle Long?
Like I said, we're hopeful for everybody. I can't guarantee it, but, we'll have to make that decision an hour and a half before kickoff. And, I think it'll come down to that, on a couple guys, but we're hopeful on all of them.
Who's your backup quarterback?
We haven't made that decision yet. I can tell you the starter is going to be Mike Glennon. I think with lineups and practice availability, we'll have more information on Wednesday.
You've got 9 players on injured reserve. After what you went through last year, is that a little concerning that maybe some of the changes that have been made?
I don't know how we rank against everybody else, but I think, some of them, like one roster move with, DeAndre Hall, we had him make our 53. There is designation this year that they can return, so it's not like they're all lost for the season.
What went into the Jay Howard decision? Obviously, somebody's coming back.
It's all performance-based. Much like the meetings I have with them, it's not so much that you don't like them, you just like somebody better.
Will Jordan Morgan have shoulder surgery?
That's not been determined yet. It's all a possibility moving forward.
John, now that the regular season's begun, what factors go into deciding how to best develop Mitch and how you would get him his work and how you utilize him?
Well, we've got a good plan for that. I'd rather not share with the planet, what our practice procedures are going to be. But, I think our coaches have done an excellent job getting him the time and the reps to develop in the preseason, and much of the same will happen in the regular season.
What are the biggest things that change now that you're in regular season mode in terms of?
Well, just the numbers you have to work with. Obviously, you're servicing yourself, mimicking an opponent. That doesn't happen quite as much. In the preseason, will happen a lot more in the regular season. That's probably the biggest difference.
What are the benefits to him, Mitch, him running the scout team offense?
One more time, the question?
Running the scout team offense. Mitch, what are the benefits for that as
well? Well, I think, you're getting a lot of looks. There's a lot of people who do very similar things in our league. So just being under center, seeing defenses, not to say he won't get any of the regular reps throughout the season. He'll get a combination of both, just as all three of our quarterbacks, primarily the 2 and 3.
Yeah, relative to the risk of any time a player steps on the field, how much more of a risk is there for Purnell if he plays, for him to play a game after not having practiced at all or played any preseason games?
I think, it's a rough game. You guys watch it. It's a little bit different from right on the field watching it, but it's that way for everybody. Regardless of what position you play.
With Wheaton, what has been the benefit of his injury not being related to his ability to run, his ability to stay in shape, and is it easy at all to slide him back in there, given that he really didn't have much?
Well, I think when you bring up the name Bourbonnais, he might quiver a little bit. He didn't have a great stay there with a couple of things that happened. But other than that, you know, he's fine. He had a pinky surgery. It is on schedule. You know, been through it with players before at that position. He's training real hard even right now. You know, all but he's catching Nerf balls, not real footballs, but he's staying on top of it. So hopefully, you know, when that thing's the medical people feel good about it, you know, he'll be back out there. Yeah, I think, you know, I'd say yes. You know, I like our football team. You know, we get a chance to start proving that on Sunday.
John, coming out of the preseason, what were your big takeaways about the first-string offense? The three games they played, also what you saw from that group in practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to be, you know, a run-oriented team. You know, I think we were a year ago, even with, you know, all the things that happened to us at quarterback. I think we'll continue that. I think I feel better about our depth, especially in the offensive line at this point. I think I feel better about our depth at the tight end position, which is a key element. Everybody in the league can see is we kept a fullback. You know, I think in some personnel groups, that's a helpful thing for your run game. You know, and then, you know, how we're able to establish that, I think, just helps us as a football team move the ball.
What about Mike? What are your impressions of him? Just get to know him a little bit more, see him in game action, see him work in practice.
Well, I think he can make all the throws. You know, I think, you know, we have to execute around him. I think that's true of any quarterback in the league. I think, you know, I like his progress. I like how he's adapted. He's a smart guy. He works at it hard. He's very tireless. I like that about all three of our quarterbacks. You know, so we get to wait and see.
Do you think it'll be easier to live up to that idea of being a run-oriented team with Mike Glennon than it was for Jay Cutler? Because, you know, Cutler's such an established quarterback. You want to lean on that part of it, too. And then sometimes when you say you want to be a run-oriented team, it doesn't work out. Do you think it'll be easier to do it, to stay with that this year with Glennon?
Well, I think this is not – banging on anybody. I mean, we did that with the group we had last year, regardless of who the quarterback was, including Jay. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it at the line of scrimmage, what you're doing. But I feel very confident with the guys we have.
What, from your vantage point, has Glennon done to earn the respect of his teammates to be voted a captain and the things that you've seen from him?
Well, I think, you know, just, you know, how he goes about it. He's a pro. He works at it. You know, he's in here very early. He's in here very late. You know, I think his teammates see that. I think they've responded to that. You know, again, I think asking them is probably a better indicator. But, you know, I think obviously he's done a good job of that with winning the respect of his teammates.
John, have you decided if Kyle can't go Sunday, if White Harris is the center, or goes to there?
We haven't really said that, and probably if I knew it, I wouldn't say, just from competitive reasons.
Good. All set.
All right, thank you.